one cannot reasonably expect a public declaration of this kind of an aim. Considering these possible less public political aims that might not be declared makes torture a logical follow-up to other laws which have in equal terms denied rights of prisoners. A particular stance seems to have been established towards would-be terrorists, which would make sense in broader terms than just in terms of reference to the prisoner's rights as a human right and the state's responsibility to protect its citizens. For instance, when the prisoner could not initially challenge his detention at Guantanamo, a right to habeas corpus taken away by the Military Commission of Act of 2006, the cries against its unconstitutionality only received qualifications and justifications in kind. The rhetoric of a defense of a decision will pragmatically take different forms depending on the audience, but will predictably still try to be consistent with the values guiding those decisions. Even the actual torture even cannot torture